From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak tells ABC that if he resigns today, as the masses in central Cairo are demanding, there will be chaos. In a recap of an interview posted on ABC's website, reporter Christiane Amanpour says Mubarak told her that while he is troubled by the violence, his government is not responsible. Instead, he blames a banned political party, the Muslim Brotherhood, for instigating the uprising that started over a week ago. Pro- and anti-government demonstrators fighting over Mubarak's political fate are still battling each other in Tahrir Square. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports pro-Mubarak crowds are also attacking foreign journalists.
We've heard dozens of accounts today of journalists being detained. The bureau chief of the Washington Post, Al Jazeera, had its equipment confiscated. So did the BBC. A journalist from Time magazine was accosted by a pro-Mubarak mob and then was taken over to a plainclothes policeman. His personal items were stolen and he was also beaten. There are numerous examples of what has been happening across the city.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. Back in Washington, the White House condemned what it described as the systematic targeting of journalists in Egypt. And a similar message from President Obama echoed today at the National Prayer Breakfast.
We pray that the violence in Egypt will end and that the rights and aspirations of the Egyptian people will be realized and that a better day will dawn over Egypt.
President Obama at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. today. Efforts to dig out of this week's blizzard in the Midwestern U.S. are being hampered by frigid temperatures that in many places may not get out single digits today. In Chicago, the arterial streets and airports are open, but as NPR's David Shaper tells us, hard questions remain about the city's response to the blizzard.
Chicago's iconic Lakeshore Drive reopened early this morning, clear of the vehicles stuck in snowdrifts for close to 36 hours. A series of crashes and spinouts during Tuesday afternoon's rush, just as the worst of the snowstorm moved in, brought traffic to a halt, and then several hundred cars and buses were snowed in. Mayor Richard Daley defends his administration's handling of the storm, saying city workers responded appropriately and well and made sure public safety came first, even though some people were stranded for up to 12 hours in their cars. With major roads now clear, Daley says Chicago's snowplows are moving onto side streets. Chicago's schools will reopen tomorrow, and Chicago's two airports are open, but airlines still canceled hundreds of flights as they slowly ramp back up toward full schedules. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 19 points at 12,061. This is NPR News. The employment picture seems to be getting brighter. The latest economic reports point to a labor market that's finding its footing, as NPR's Giles Snyder explains.
Some key measures suggest growing strength. For example, the nation's vast service sector grew last month. The Private Institute for Supply Management says the growth in its service sector index was the fastest in 5 years. The group's latest report shows a strong reading earlier this week from its manufacturing index, which rose to its highest level in nearly 7 years. Also, the government says new claims for unemployment benefits plunged sharply last week to a seasonally adjusted 415,000. PNC financial economist Robert Dye says the drop is part of a trend.
It shows that we have made a nice improvement in labor market conditions from the levels and claims where we were most of 2010.
Analysts hope jobless claims will soon fall to a point that signals strong employment growth. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Associated Press is reporting police in central Alabama are saying an officer shot and wounded a man who attacked a judge and then attempted to grab a gun from a spectator in a municipal courtroom. They say the man was in court on a domestic violence charge. He was taken by helicopter to an area hospital. A Somali man's been found guilty of trying to attack a Danish cartoonist who drew controversial images of Islam's prophet Muhammad. The defendant was accused of breaking into the cartoonist's house more than a year ago, armed with an axe. The cartoonist escaped injury. His caricatures of the prophet Muhammad were published more than 5 years ago, but are still evoking outcries from Muslims worldwide. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.